If you want to know how to create like the greats, let's break it down. If you want to know how to create like the greats, let's break it down.
Finding a service solution that helps you better connect with your customers and keep them happy can feel impossible. It's kind of like trying to remember the name of the guy that you just met at a networking event. Was it Ron? Was it Don? Was it John or Sean? Who knows, right? It's like that kind of impossible. HubSpot's all-new service hub can help. Well, with the service solution part, at least. It brings service and success together in one powerful platform for the first time ever. With an AI-powered help desk and an AI chatbot that helps handle frontline tickets fast. Plus, it comes with a customer success workspace that helps your reps anticipate customers' needs. And a full 360 view of every customer so you can go to market and your go-to-market team can have a pulse on the accounts before you try to upsell or cross-sell. All so you can scale, support, drive retention, and revenue. And you know what that means. Better service, happier customers at every single stage of the journey. Visit HubSpot.com/service to do more with your customers today. In this episode, we're going to be diving deep into behind the scenes of a book launch. That's right. Today is April 9th, and I just launched Create Once, Distribute Forever to the internet. In this episode, I'm going to give you a behind the scenes look at what went down, how it's going, because I'm deeply in the middle of it. So you're getting a live run through on how it's all going right here in this episode. You're going to hear the highs, the lows, the thrills, the failures, the mistakes, and the successes. Let's get to it. April 9th will forever go down in my mind as one of those days where I kind of closed a chapter. I closed a chapter in some ways, but in many ways, it's not closing a chapter. It's cementing a career and decade of work. Over the last few years, a lot of people have gotten to know me as the distribution guy, so to speak. I talk about distribution on stages all over the world. I give presentations on it. I have created a company that focuses not just on content creation, but also distribution. And I've written tons and tons of blog posts on this topic. Today, though, I've pressed publish officially, available everywhere where books are sold online. Create Once, Distribute Forever. My book breaking down some of the most important concepts of distribution. I have an earlier episode where I talk about why I wrote this book, and I encourage you to check it out. But today I'm going to talk through the feelings, the outcome, the lessons, and some of the things that I did to increase the likelihood of success here. So let me take you back into time about 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, it started to get real. It started to get real close to launch day. And I realized that I hadn't really gotten my ducks in a row to be ready to push publish on this book. I wasn't really living up to my own mantra, my own idea of creating once and distributing forever. So I needed to change things. What would be those changes? I needed to connect with some folks on my team to really bring to life a game plan around how we would make this launch successful. So to do that, we started to schedule interviews on podcasts. We created a list of all of the top podcasts that we could find that were covering topics like marketing and business and growth and things like that. And we started to reach out to them. So in that time period, I started to get more interviews with the fine folks at Marketing Millennials, Exit 5, Superpath, some B2B marketing communities, and a bunch more. And I'm super grateful for all of the folks who had me on their podcasts. Just having the chance to talk about the book was fun. And it gave me a great chance to dive deep into the essence of why I created the book, but also share my story and the things that I've been working on. Next week, it continues though, right? Like the book launch may be today, but the idea of telling the story about the book is pretty much going to run for the rest of the month. Next week, I've got a webinar with the marketing meetup. I've got a save the date with the fine folks over at Vimeo to kind of talk to them about the book. I've got a podcast with a group called RKD, with the Guru Conference. There's a ton of things happening around the podcast and around the book with podcasts. And all of these, with these, some of them I sent the book in advance, and some of them I sent a pre-copy of a physical copy. Some of them I sent via Kindle, PDFs, etc. All of these conversations have been great for driving more awareness and interest. I like to think of it similar to like a musician doing their, or not a musician, but an actor doing a movie tour beforehand or something like that, where I'm going to all of these different podcasts and I'm talking about my book with the hope of them listeners then checking it out. That was one play that we ran, but it's not the only play. In addition to that, we wanted to kind of have a be everywhere type of approach to social. So I recorded some videos in advance. One was a video where it was a bit of a TikTok countdown to the book. And that went live 3 days before the book went live to drive some buzz and some awareness. We launched that on Facebook, LinkedIn, etc. And now that I speak to you and I'm talking this out, I'm just realizing we didn't put it up on YouTube Shorts. So we got to do that too. I'm going to make that a task for myself right after this, is to share that video on YouTube Shorts. Again, we're trying to just spread this thing across all the channels. If I was to do something differently, I think I would actually have hired someone to be full-time on just the distribution efforts and creation efforts for the book, because it's a lot. And for me to be managing this along with all my other priorities is a bit much, but that would have been my one thing that I would have done differently. I would have brought on someone to help support the execution side full-time for like a month of creation distribution efforts. So if you are planning to run a book launch and you wanted to make a big splash, that's something that I would advise you to do. I think I underestimated how much work goes into amplification and distribution of a book launch when you're also running a bunch of other priorities. So all that said, the book launch has been successful, and I'm my harshest critic, of course. We've already been named a top bestseller in the internet marketing category. We've been named a bestseller in a bunch of different categories that I'm not even familiar with, things like shopping, business, multi-level marketing, like a bunch of different spaces. We've been named a bestseller, which is amazing. It feels great. But to me, I still need to distribute this thing. I still want to make a bigger splash. I still want more people to get it, because at the end of the day, that's my goal. My goal is to influence more people and have more people distribute their stories. So after the podcast tour, after the social video content, we also decided that we were going to find excerpts throughout the book that we were going to turn into graphics and screenshots that would go out on social. And as they went out on social, they would go to our mailing list. Both mailing lists. So we have a mailing list that's dedicated to rawsimmons.com, and we have a mailing list that's dedicated to Foundation. And we seeded these social graphics to drive people to sign up for a email list at Create Once, Distribute Forever to get early access to the book. So when the book was live, they would be notified and they would get an update that it's available. Today's launch day, we've got a series of drip campaigns and emails that are going to hit these folks' inboxes, and hopefully it will inspire them to go out and buy the book. Email is a key driver of product sales, of information sales for us. It's a great way for us to stay connected with customers. If you're not on our newsletters, whether it's for Foundation or rawsimmons.com, I encourage you to check them out. I think you'll get a lot of value out of it. With the emails, we're scheduling them sometimes multiple times in a day. And I feel like folks are going to get a little bit fatigued from this, but it's a once in a lifetime scenario. This is not something that they can expect from me every week or every month. So I'm hopeful that they'll give me a bit of grace in that they're going to get a lot of emails from me this week promoting the book and trying to get them to buy the book. But I'm hopeful that they'll give some grace and not unsubscribe because I'm asking them to buy the book. But we'll see how that goes. I'm excited to see what the response is. In addition to that, though, email is just one part of our entire funnel. We've also reached out and collaborated with a bunch of people over the years who are friendlies, newsletters that we've collaborated with, podcasts that we've collaborated with, and I've reached out to them to plug the book. Shout out to the folks over at Marketing Millennials. If you haven't checked out my podcast with Daniel Murray, I'd encourage you to check that out. Do a quick search for it. They gave us a plug in their newsletter as one of the must-read books for 2024. And that was a great spike in visitors to the site. Shout out to the folks over at X5, Dave Gerhardt and his team. We did an Ask Me Anything campaign within their community, and a lot of people checked out the book. They bought it because they seen the value of talking about distribution directly in their community and in their space. So that was huge. But it doesn't end there. We've also been investing a lot of time and energy in thinking about how can we distribute this book through our own friends and networks. So I've scheduled and written over the last few weeks a bunch of emails that would go out to a few key groups, a few people, asking them to check it out, see if they'd be interested. And the response has been amazing. We've had people reach out and buy 30 books, 10 books, 20 books. I had one person who said that they want to buy 150 books because they're having a small gathering of marketers that they want to talk about exclusively distribution, right? And these bundles that we're offering at rawsimmons.com/book are filled with ideas on different ways that I can even get involved. And there's even one option where I say to people, like, you pitch me on what you want me to do and see what happens. One other piece of our marketing engine has been a webinar. So yesterday we had a webinar where I broke down, and this is on YouTube. So if you go to YouTube and you type in Ross Simmons TV and create once, distribute forever, you'll probably find this video, which is a webinar essentially of me talking through the concepts in this book. We dove deep into distribution. And I got very tactical. I got into the frameworks. I shared the ideas, the concepts that brands need to embrace to distribute their stores, to get their content out there. And that's all within that webinar. And then at the end of the webinar, I gave people an amazing gift by saying, like, folks, look, it's available now on Kindle for just $1. You can get access to all of these ideas on Kindle for just $1. And my hope is that they take advantage of that and they order. All right, what else have I been up to make this thing a splash? So on IG, I've been sharing it in my story. On Facebook, I've been putting up posts on my feeds. On LinkedIn, I've intentionally been distributing content about this topic for quite some time. But I also wrote an article. I wrote an article on LinkedIn about the top books that you need to read in 2024. And surprise, surprise, you can assume and guess that, of course, one of those books was my own, right? That's not a surprise to anyone. But I had to do that. You definitely see, or at least I have definitely seen the ROI of building true meaningful relationships on the internet, right? Like, I've got a ton of people who are putting up posts, sharing that they bought the book, people promoting the book and retweeting the book and sharing pictures of them holding the book, all of these things. And it's from people who I've intentionally built relationships with because they're good people. And I've never gone into these interactions thinking to myself, what can I get from this person in the future? I've just thought to myself, oh, I like this person. I'm going to build a relationship and I'm going to try to help them achieve their goals. And now, today, they're helping me achieve mine, which is pretty special. Other ways that I've been able to ensure that the book has been a success also includes a little bit of paid media. I've paid to play. I've tested and experimented with a few channels to pay to play, primarily channels where I think I'm not that great at. So I accept the fact that as much as I can appreciate those who are really good at TikTok content, I'm still not amazing at it. We've got a decent following. Let me pull it up. I have about let's see, how many people follow me on TikTok today? I've got 4,000 or so followers on TikTok. I only follow 2 people back, which is probably the reason why I don't have any followers. But not a lot of people follow me on TikTok. And my videos get hundreds of shares, hundreds of views, etc. And I wanted the book to get more love. So I amplified it. I boosted it and it's hit 3,000 or so views. It'll be interesting to see how many of those views translate into sales. It doesn't end there though. I've also paid to play by investing a little bit into Instagram. So I've paid a little bit to get the book out there on the paid side and we'll see how that goes. And yeah, it's been a lot of fun, folks. Like the book launch game is so significant. Like at the end of the day, it's a significant amount of time and energy that is required. But more than anything, it's also a lot of fun. It's fun because I get to see in real time how people are responding to the book. I've gotten positive reviews from the book and on the book, and it's been an absolute blast. One of the things that I've done that is a little tactical is I created a Slack channel internally at Foundation where whenever I put up a post about the book and people would say something like, I can't wait to read this. I found those posts and I replied to them. So I replied to all of those people and I just said, hey, thank you so much for the love and support. The book is live, right? So I started to reply back to those people and it's been great. It's been really good. It's been interesting to see people respond back even to that, where I'm going back, I'm finding those old LinkedIn posts where people were asking, hey, Ross, can't wait to hear that when your book is live, let me know. And I'm tapping in, I'm replying to them and I'm responding to them. And the responses back have been absolutely great. So I'm doing that and I'm engaging with folks who demonstrated and asked for the book. And if they buy it, amazing, right? So I've been doing that. I'm going to go do more of that right now. This is going to be a short episode, folks. As you can tell, I'm a little bit all over. There's no clear structure to this one, but it's because we're in the middle of this launch. I did want to share with you a bit around the emotions, but also some of the blunders. So yesterday we did the webinar. The webinar went well. We had a bunch of marketers there. The questions were flying. I think out of the webinar itself, we sold maybe 20 or so books. Not bad for like a webinar. I'm not at the levels of hundreds of thousands of books. We didn't put paid behind it to drive a bunch of leads like I should have, but we sold some books and that was great. Then I offered to people at the end that they could get a signed copy. Just because they attended, I'm going to send some signed copies. That was great, except we sent an email to every single person on my mailing list telling them that we were going to send them a signed copy. Yeah, not exactly. So we had an oopsie. We leaned heavily into transparency on that though. We could have just said, yeah, that happened. Sorry folks, complete mistake on our end. We're not doing that. But instead I told them exactly what happened. Like we just clicked the wrong button. We meant to select just this group and it went to the whole group. And that was a problem. Sorry, we apologize. As a thank you, how about this? Go buy the book for just a buck. It's available now. You get a pre-order. It's a special delivery for you. And people took us up on it. That was our blunder. In the moment, I could feel like a little bit of stress, but I wasn't too stressed because I know that my community is so great. I know that the people who I'm connected to, I know that the people who are subscribing to our newsletter are good people and that they would see that and they'd be fine with it. So it didn't hurt. It didn't feel like it was as big of a blunder as it could be for some folks. And I got a bunch of responses back from people saying, we've been there. I've been there too. It's all good, Ross. Don't stress it. Congrats on the book launch. And major kudos to those folks. So yeah, like I think the feeling right now that I have is a blend of two. On one end, I feel very, very grateful. I feel grateful even just for you listening. Like you're listening to me talk about my book. So I'm grateful for you. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to listen. But I'm also grateful for all of the people that I've met in this internet world digital game that we play. I've met so many people and faces who I have not seen on the internet for so long have shown up just to say congrats, just to say it's been 8 years since we've been connected. I found you 10 years ago. Thank you, Ross. Thank you for all that you've done. You're one of the most, the kind words have been amazing and they feel so good. So I'm grateful for that. And then finally, I am hungry. I'm hungry not only for food, but I'm hungry to keep adding ridiculous amounts of value to the community. And I, in this moment, feel like this book, while it is going out at the right time, it's something that I feel like I should have done earlier. I should have done sooner. And I am not going to allow moving forward ideas and stories, opportunities, possibilities slip through my grasp like this one. And what I mean by that is I could have published a book on distribution months ago, years ago, but I've kind of held it off and talked myself out of the idea of publishing a book, thinking I wasn't ready. That was just a story I told myself. So what other stories am I telling myself that I'm not ready for, that I can't do, that I shouldn't do, that I can ignore because I've got time and I need to do more things or something? I don't know, but I'm going to figure that out. And when I figure those out, I'm going to quench this hunger by going aggressively after everything that I want with intention. And I hope that you can do the same. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thanks for listening to Create Like the Greats. I will see you on the internet.
If you want to know how to create like the greats, let's break it down.